welcome to this Canadian Opera Company podcast, sponsored by DECA, the opera label. I'm Jana Wichelow.
And I'm Gianmarco Segato.
Today we're previewing the 2010-2011 season, which starts, sharp-eared listeners might guess, with Giuseppe Verdi's Aida. We just heard part of the introduction to the triumphal march, one of the most recognizable moments in this opera. That was from a 1962 recording on the DECA label, with Sir Georg Scholti conducting the Rome Opera Orchestra. Sondra Rudvanovsky, the exciting American soprano, makes her company and role debut as Aida, and she shares the role with the lovely Canadian soprano Michelle Capalbo. Rosario La Spina is Radames, and Jill Grove is Amneris. Music director Johannes de Boos will conduct all but three performances of Aida, which starts our season with 12 performances from October 2nd to November 5th, 2010. And this is going to be a new production by director Tim Albury, who audiences will know from our magnificent War and Peace and also Götterdämmerung, among others.
Aida hasn't been performed by the COC since the 1985-86 season. And you can find more information on the casting for this opera and the background of all the operas in our 10-11 season on our website at coc.ca. Next, we'll hear a full excerpt with the ravishing Leontine Price as Aida singing Ritorna Vincitor on the same 1962 DECA recording.
Yeah.
Our season continues with Benjamin Britten's Death in Venice, based on Thomas Mann's novella. For the world premiere of the opera in 1973, the conductor was Stuart Bedford, and we're very excited because he's also coming to Toronto to conduct our 8 performances, which run October 16th to November 6th, 2010. The production we'll be presenting originated at the Aldbert Festival in 2007. It's directed by Yoshi Oida, and two of those cast members from the 2007 staging will be singing in Toronto, tenor Alan Oak as Gustav von Aschenbach, and countertenor William Towers as Apollo. Bass baritone Peter Savage will play the Traveler and other multiple roles. We'll hear an excerpt now, which doesn't take part at the start of the opera, but which is known as the Venice Overture. It takes place after von Aschenbach has arrived in Venice and is being rowed in a gondola to the Lido. We'll hear the English Chamber Orchestra in this 1974 world premiere recording on the London label, which was also conducted by Stuart Bedford.
The winter of 2011 marks a new production for the COC of Mozart's Magic Flute. Now, it's been a hit since its premiere in 1791, and for many wonderful reasons, including some of Mozart's most beautiful and infectious melodies. It's a very playful opera, but there are some very profound moments, and it explores the trials of growing up, seeking ideals, and finding love. It's perennially loved by audiences, and we're very excited to have a new production, which is being directed by Diane Paulus, who's the artistic director of the American Repertory Theatre, and has had a recent success with the Hair revival on Broadway. She's done a lot of theatre directing and opera directing, and she leads a wonderful cast. We have Michael Schader and Frédéric Antoun, two fine Canadian tenors, sharing the role of Prince Tamino. We have Isabel Bayrak-Darian and Simone Osborne as Pamina, Rodion Pogosov, who our audiences would have seen as Figaro in The Barber of Seville, will be Papageno, Aline Coutin is the Queen of the Night, Mikhail Petrenko is Sarastro. We have 12 regular performances of the Magic Flute from January 29th to February 25th, and there'll be a special performance on February 17th of a cast made up of members of the ensemble studio. This will also be very accessibly priced, as all tickets for that performance at the Four Seasons Centre will be priced at $20 or $50. We'll hear Papageno's first aria now, where he introduces himself as a birdcatcher, but wishes he could find himself a sweetheart. Michael Krauss sings in this 1991 recording from Decca, conducted by Sir Georg Scholti with the Vienna Philharmonic.
Winter season continues with the COC premiere of a 20th century operatic classic, John Adams' Nixon in China, which runs for 8 performances from February 5th to the 26th, 2011. The story for the opera is based on President Richard Nixon's historic 5-day visit to China in 1972, which millions of people viewed on their television sets at home, and I think it really was one of the first big media events which captured the attention of such a massive audience.
John Adams wrote a haunting lyrical score which transforms what could have been nothing more than the evening news into a story with universal appeal and significance. And when you hear the score, you'll wish that all the news items you see every evening could be as beautifully treated. James Robinson, who most recently provided riveting productions of Turandot and Electra for the COC, returns to direct this widely seen and highly lauded production.
Our cast includes many singers who have already sung their roles in this particular production, and in some cases, they were also associated with the opera's premiere in 1984. We have Robert Orth and Maria Kanyova as Richard and Pat Nixon, and Adrian Thompson and Tracy Dahl as Chairman Mao and his wife, Madam Mao. These cast members also appear on a newly released 2008 Naxos recording of Nixon in China, which you can either purchase online at coc.ca or at the COC's opera shop. From this recording, we'll listen to soprano Maria Kanyova singing Pat Nixon's hauntingly beautiful aria, This is Prophetic. Marin Alsop conducts the Colorado Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Let
This is the end of part one of our 2010-2011 season preview. Please join us for part two of this podcast, sponsored by Decca, the opera label.